I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of it, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating. Don't shake your head, Chris, and a review talking about how handsome I am. It's very important. There's like 1,200 of them. You can email the show to your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Chris, I'm still so salty about the fact they're going to put a video camera in here and video me doing the radio show. It's odd. It's odd. What am I supposed to do with the cheese balls and the Jim Beam? I'm not changing anything. That's a good idea. I'm not changing anything. I am who I am. I'm not dressing up either. I refuse. All right. Now, remember, I'm going to get to the email roundup. You know what? I'm going to get to a couple emails first. Dr. Rude. That's not very nice. Am I rude, Chris? Oh, dang it. I guess I am. I love your radio and TV show, but it's getting weird that you wear the same shirt every night. I'm going to assume it's Chris's fault, so tell Chris he needs to get you some different colored shirts. All right. I need to clarify what the situation here is on the ground. I do the TV show every night on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. Have another great one tonight. By the way, if you're into election fraud, you really might want to tune into tonight's show tonight. It's pretty good. But I do a TV show from the same studio where we do the radio show. They build us one studio, so we do it all, one-stop shop. In the next room where they have my napping couch, which I'm a pro at, what, Chris? I have like 4 or 5 different sport coats and 3 or 4 different shirts. They don't look like this, or they're not all the same shirt. They look like the same shirt. Full disclosure here, I probably should spend the money and get more sport coats, but sport coats are expensive, and I don't want to spend the money, so I just kind of have to rotate them and make sure I'm not wearing the same one. Don't shake your head, Chris. You probably don't even own a sport coat. You probably went down to the thrift store to get one if you even have one. But anyway, one, I don't want to buy another sport coat. 2, I don't actually swap out the coats or the shirts until the day comes, because I only wear them for an hour a day. The TV show is only an hour, and then I take them back off and hang them up here. I don't actually swap them out until I can smell them. I know that's gross. I know it's gross. What am I supposed to do? Do you have any idea what they charge for dry cleaning? You want me to get the clothes dry cleaned every single day? What do you think, Chris is going to pay for that? So there's your explanation about the shirts, all right? All right, and as everyone knows, my favorite thing in the world is being right. You remember back on the 22nd, so this wasn't exactly yesterday. You remember back on the 22nd where I told you this was going. You remember? Pay attention. This is me. It's about 3 minutes long, but it's my voice, so it's pretty sultry. Listen to this.
I eat a plant-based centered life.
That's not me. All right, in all seriousness, this is me. The reason I bring all this up is I see very clearly where we're going right now, and it's going to be absolutely maddening for you to watch and me to watch. But Chris, go ahead and write this one down. You want to know where we're going for real? The Biden administration is ecstatic about what's going on in Europe. They couldn't possibly be happier. Why? What is that? Why? We have an administration right now. Remember the type of people who lead this country. We have an administration deeply unpopular. We are seeing numbers out there, poll numbers like nothing we've ever seen before, as far as the unpopularity of the Democratic Party and the prospects of a complete and total wipeout in the midterms. The Biden administration is not worried about you and how you're hurting. They're not worried about vaccine mandates. They're not worried about inflation. They're not worried about a single thing that affects you or that you're worried about. They're worried about themselves and gaining and keeping power. What does that have to do with what's going on in Europe? Well, if you're the Biden administration, you're a bunch of scumbag communists who have no idea how to reduce costs. You have no idea how to secure the border, and even if you do, you don't want to. That's the last thing in the world you want. What you do need, though, is a scapegoat. You don't actually care that you're getting slaughtered at the gas pump. Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, I mean, you pick them. They don't care about you and your stresses at the gas pump. They don't care that you just had to cut out beef because your family can't afford it anymore. That doesn't cross their mind. What does cross their mind is this. Well, we can't have them blaming us for it. The Biden administration is going to want this war in Europe. If it becomes that, God forbid, they're going to want it to ramp up and not down, because then they'll be able to blame every single thing you're unhappy about on what's going on in Europe. Oh, mad about lumber prices? Oh, those stinking Russians. Up, can't afford the price at the pump? Dang those Russians. Oh, you're mad about this, you're mad about that. Cost of beef. Well, you know, Russia, the sanctions cross over. Russia, Russia, Russia. You thought you got tired of hearing about Russia when Donald Trump was president and they were making up lies about him colluding with them? That's going to be nothing compared to what's coming over the next year, at least leading up to the midterms. The Biden people are so sick and evil and depraved, they're going to look at that thing popping off in Europe and they're going to say to themselves, oh, nice, this is outstanding. You can blame it all on the Russians. Here's Joe Biden from yesterday.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
Okay. Here's Joe Biden when asked about it.
It's going to go up. Can't do much right now. Russia's responsible.
That was the worst audio I've ever heard in my life. In case you couldn't hear, that was him saying, can't do much right now. Russia's responsible. Here was Jen Psaki when she was asked about it.
Why did you guys decide to rebrand the rise in gas prices as the hashtag Putin price hike?
I mean, if you want to use that on Fox, I welcome that.
I think it'll get a lot of airtime because we have heard the president warn for months the gas prices were rising because of the supply chain and because of post-pandemic demand. If you guys knew for months that this was going to be the hashtag Putin price hike, why are we just hearing that now?
Well, Peter, if we go back to 6 months ago, I don't think anybody was predicting we would be exactly where we are as it relates to Russia and Ukraine. As you know, that events in the world, including the invasion by Russia of a foreign country, does prompt instability and volatility in the global oil markets. That's what we're seeing now. Outside economists and analysts have conveyed and said publicly that Russia's invasion, Russia's buildup of troops, President Putin's...
Yeah, you get the idea. Here's the energy secretary.
And $4.17 is the price for the average price for regular gasoline in this country right now. How high do you expect it to go, and how long will that last?
Yeah, it's that's the question. We don't know, of course. We don't know how long Putin is going to terrorize Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We do not know how long his war will last. But let's be clear, these increases are because of Vladimir Putin. This is Putin's war. These are Putin's increases.
Chris, we need a new sound. Listen. What do you call these things? Stingers or something? The things you put on the sound. Whatever. We need a new sound. A big, fat, I told you so sound. No, it'll mainly be about me, to build me up. What, Chris? We need one of these things. I'm telling you. I'll just be obnoxious about it every time. Don't roll your eyes like you're not shocked about that. All right, email roundup time. To tall, dark, handsome, and very funny Jesse. Chris, am I dark? I don't feel like I'm dark. I don't know. Anyway, times are serious and dark, but I always know I will have several laughs when I tune into your program. Thank you for that. You have a wonderful talent to cover serious and heavy subjects and yet balance with humor. That is a type of genius. Says she loves the soundboard, Chris. Of course she loves the soundboard, and I am a genius. Hey, Jesse.
I'm a relatively new listener, and you've won me over. Funny, passionate, informed, and unapologetically patriotic. Great stuff, and the rant should be played often. All the best, says I can say his name. His name is Mike. What rant, Chris? I've had a couple of them lately. Probably the, I remember that one. I about blew a daggone gasket. Finally, someone who speaks for me. You guys are being awfully nice. Who sings or plays the bump song when your show starts? That is a band called Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet. And the song is called Highway Tune. And let me tell you, that's just the opening that we play. The whole thing jams. And I mean the whole thing jams. It's a sweet song. All right. We have more about email roundup stuff. We're not going to talk anymore about spiders. Take heart. But we do have to talk a little bit more about this bill. Congress just passed the $1.5 trillion bill. We're going to talk about that, do more email. Maybe we'll even play Frito Bandito. I don't know where the night's going to go. All that's on the Jesse Kelly Show. First, though, let's talk about the fact that your home not only has viruses in it, it's just natural, has mold, has smells, and the Eden Pure Thunderstorm cleans them all. A buddy told me about this a long time ago because I was actually having a conversation with him about air purifiers, and I'm tired of buying and I'm tired of having to replace them and things like that. So I go get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm on his recommendation. And I'll be honest, I pulled it out of the box and I thought, what is this little thing? It's not like the other big towers. It's just a tiny little black box that goes right in the outlet in the wall. Plugged it in, came back in my room an hour or two later, and my room smelled so clean. My sons promptly stole it because that's what they do. Take all my good stuff. So I went and bought two more of them. I now own three. One in my room, one in my son's room, one in the living room. You can own three too. They have a deal for my listeners. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That saves you $200 on a 3-pack. Go, save some money.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
Homie never gets no rest, cause she's playing all night. And the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, we're going to be back tomorrow, and we still have Friday coming. Remember, your love, your hate, your death threats, and your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday can be sent in now. Send them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? Look, this is the new Biden plan right now. The Biden plan is deny any responsibility for anything. They're not responsible for oil and gas. Even if they did more drilling, it wouldn't help.
What I can tell you, though, Willie, is even if we drilled as much as we could, the price of oil is still set globally by the demand and supply conditions. And much of that supply is controlled by tyrants like Putin. And again, that's why we have resolved to speed our transition towards cleaner, more sustainable and renewable sources of energy.
They have no intention of bringing down gas prices. None. Their intention is to blame Putin for the whole thing and use this as an opportunity to move the ball in the direction they want it to go. That's it. That's it. And look, that sucks. And in all seriousness, let's have a serious moment here. I know that does suck. I love the country. I know you love the country. You have a million things you could be listening to. You're listening to me right now. It sucks that we have people who don't give a crap about us. But they don't. And in fact, I take that back. I wish they didn't give a crap about us. They hate our freaking guts. These people hate our guts. They think you, your values, your lifestyle, they think it's terrible because it holds up a country they consider to be evil. They're trying to burn the place down. You're trying to stop them, and it drives them absolutely nuts. So I went off earlier this week about the soft purge of the military. I took phone calls on it and got a bunch of emails on it. And remember, when I say soft purge of the military, the communists are purging our military. Part of it was a hard purge with the vaccine mandate stuff, but the soft purge is actually the real major danger. What is that? Two parts to the soft purge. One, it's the guy who's in, the fighter you want in your military, and he's getting out. That's part of it. The second part of it is this. The great guy, 16, 17, 18 years old, he'd be that warrior you need, and he doesn't want to go learn about transsexuals. He doesn't want to go learn that white people are evil. He's just going to go do something else. That's the soft purge, and it's happening. Here's a couple emails I got on it. I have a son who was in MARSOC. MARSOC is Special Operations. Special Operations. His son is a stud. All right? His son is a stud. The kind of guy who wins wars. I have a son who's in MARSOC 13 years. After the COVID mess and current events, he decided he didn't want to serve the needs and wants of the elites. Headed out and on in August. He said, hell of a Marine, too. He didn't say I can say his name, so I will not, but look, I have no doubt he was. That's the type of guy who wins the next war, or him not being there loses the next war. That's the truth. Here's another one. I prefer to keep this anonymous. Remember, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I will never read your name unless you specifically tell me to. I'm the last person in the country who believes in privacy. I never release private information, even for death threats, unless you tell me to, all right? If you're in and you want to write me, you can write me, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You'll be anonymous. He said, I prefer to keep this anonymous. Given the current environment. Easy for me to read, Chris. I'm a retired Navy Master Chief. If you don't know what a Master Chief is, just understand that's a high, high-ranking enlisted man in the Navy. That's a guy who was in for a long time, knows his stuff. Guys were almost undoubtedly scared of the Master Chief, because you usually are. I finished my 30 years in 2019. Regarding the soft purge, everyone I've spoken to, officer and enlisted, cannot wait to get out. These are quality people, the folks you want, know, need doing the job. They are done. It's been described to me as a type of cancel culture. Leaders are now seen as either weak or afraid. Neither is good. Neither is acceptable. China and Russia are training to win wars. We are worried about trans/diversity/CRT issues. We've lost before it even starts. It's a sad end to the brilliant experiment in freedom. I pray somehow someone can turn the tide, else, well, it was a good run with a bad ending. And that hits, doesn't it? I continue to sound this alarm, and I'm not going to stop sounding the alarm. And I know you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again. The reason I'm so loud about this is you think you understand the anguish of having lost men in combat. And I understand we do get that to some extent. You know, you point to Iraq, Afghanistan, things like that. And I realize we've lost people. But you remember how bad it hurt when we lost those 13 warriors because of Joe Biden in Afghanistan? That hurt, right? You remember that night? I dang near got choked up on the air. I was so daggone mad about it. That hurt. It hurt me. It hurts you. That was 13. What if the next time it's 13,000 because we're not ready? 13,000 dead Americans. I hope you don't think I'm being over the top. That's what modern weaponry can do. You have any idea how many sailors are on an aircraft carrier? Did you know one of those naval incidents overseas? I'm not allowed to talk about the specifics of it. I promise secrecy. Do you know one of those naval incidents overseas, you know, running into things, stuff like that? You want to know why one of those things happened? Because we have women on board naval ships where they shouldn't be. Now the men are distracted. The women are distracted. They're all getting together with each other and then moving on, creating jealousy and drama. And one of the women didn't feel like going on to watch because of her ex-boyfriend was getting with one of the other women. Boom, a naval vessel runs into, well, I'm not going to go into the details of it. That's the reality of it. Now that's a peacetime accident. What does that look like if a Chinese missile slams into the side of a U.S. aircraft carrier? Are you ready for that kind of anguish? I am not. Are you ready for the kind of anguish that sees bombs dropping on American cities? You see what's happening right now in Ukraine. Everyone's looking at pictures of a bombed out maternity hospital. And we're so used to that taking place somewhere else. What if that's in Los Angeles? New York City? Omaha? Spokane? What if it's where you live? Where I live? Houston? It's possible. Don't ever think it's not possible. All right, we're moving on. Got more email roundup and all kinds of stuff. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get back to the email roundup here in just a second. But first, a couple things. This $1.5 trillion spending bill. Don't let your local loser Republican convince you that this is a help Ukraine bill. $14 billion of it's for Ukraine. This is a gigantic Washington bailout bill. That's one. Two, I was just bringing up the military. Got this today. This is private. I can't tell you who it's from. I can tell you this guy was in for a long time, longer than two decades, and he's out now. And you know what he said? Quote, "We are in the 1905 to 1912 period now. This is worse than I ever feared." You understand what that means? I hear this a lot. The guys who are in feel it. They feel it big time. Big time. I'm going to move on because you can't quantify it right now. You can't quantify it at all. 1905 to 1912. That's the lead up to World War I, Chris. What the? All right. You know what? I'm going to move on, Chris. I don't have time to once again teach you about life. Oracle. The one thing that scares me, and he says, and I live with two female redheads, more than anything about this war is the way the corporate world is attacking Russia. I had to caution my friends to stop cheering for Visa or Apple to take the fight to Russia. I told them we are the next target. It would not take much for someone to hack the WinRed server and cancel all accounts they ever donated to a Republican. The wife and I started in January to start stockpiling precious metals, cash, and jewelry. We're hoping to have 6 months of salary saved up by the end of the year. I hope people take your advice and move to a red area. Look, yes, obviously, I've been telling you, get some gold from Oxford Gold Group. That's one. Two, the thing everyone's cheering for right now is you watch the private sector mobilize against Russia. There's two ways to think about it. One, you can cheer, right? Woohoo, Visa, Apple, all these things. But he's not wrong. If you watch the private sector get pressured into attacking Russia right now, then that means those same private sector entities can get pressured into attacking you. Something that's very boring, but we don't talk about it enough, is the banking system in this country. How extremely left-wing it is, how they're moving to a completely different philosophy that involves, you know, equity and all the crap that you hate. And how much trouble would you be in if your bank just decided to take your money? Cut you off. Now, I don't know about you personally, but I'd be in some trouble. I'd be in quite a bit of trouble. Well, we are facing right now a banking system that is being mobilized against us. All right, moving on here. Jay Steele, Many Guns the Third. You mentioned a few days ago you were thinking about painting and selling homemade crappy art like Hunter Biden. I have an idea for you. There are many of your loyal listeners who would love to curate a Jesse Kelly original piece of glorious artwork. You should auction these off regularly on your website and donate the money to Tunnel to Towers. I know watching all that money go out the door will pain Chris, but he can get over it. What, Chris? Said, we can make jokes. It's fine. Said, I can say her name. Her name's Stacy. She also said, P.S., I just can't bring myself to wear flats anymore, and I'm better for it. Keep speaking the truth. How about that? Making the world a better place. I don't hate the idea, but here's something that I don't like. Okay, I've been given this huge platform, and everyone knows I shouldn't be here, right? I shouldn't be here at all. I have no business being here. And people love the show. And I love that people love the show. And we're going to keep doing the same show. You know, I'm not changing. Kind of feels like taking advantage of the listeners, though, if you do something like that. I don't ever want to do that. It's the reason I haven't started selling merch. Everyone keeps asking for merch, and I keep telling you, I'm having a very difficult time finding stuff that's sourced in America. And if you do find stuff that's sourced in America, it costs a fortune. And I don't want to fleece, you know, people who listen to the show. Hey, my son wants a What Chris shirt. Okay, I get that. Man, can't charge $50 for a t-shirt. And that's kind of cost. That's kind of stuff that costs if you get stuff made in America. It feels scummy. Feels like I'm trying to rip people off. Right? And I don't like that. To the Lord 6-8 bullet sponge. That's not very nice. I finally decided to make the Jesse Kelly burger for a family of six, and all loved it. My wife, who doesn't like spicy foods, asked for a second burger. Thank you, Almighty Kelly, for the true and mighty Jesse burger. My next challenge is the father-in-law. Wish me luck. Chris, we gave that out one day this week. Do you remember what day it was? I don't remember what day it was either. Chris is going to find it. In case you're wondering, this is actually not one of my obnoxious things I'm doing. I really do make the best cheeseburger in the history of the world. Don't shake your head, Chris. This is independently verified by many people. I make the best cheeseburger on the planet. Trust me on this. You're going to want to try it. One of the days this week. What day, Chris? March 3rd, the Jesse Kelly burger. If you want the best cheeseburger recipe ever, I walk you through every part of it step by step on March 3rd. All right, go download, enjoy it. Hey, Mr. Huge Important Celebrity. That's me, Chris. Just moved to Red, South Carolina from Blue, Massachusetts. Loving life. Had my kids and Dime listen to the burger recipe at dinner last night. Got 5 new fans of the show. My kid said, wipe the vegetable oil on cast iron pan after washing and drying, and it keeps it from rusting. Keep hitting the commies. Said I can use his name on the show. His name is Travis. Now, look, I love cooking with cast iron. I love cooking my burgers with cast iron. But we live in the subtropical swamp down here in Houston. The humidity is just, it's borderline deadly, Chris. I've had moments where I felt like I was going to die, maybe. You never know. Oh, I forgot to tell him I almost died on the elevator today, but that's another story. But the cast iron, it doesn't matter. I've put the oil on it. I clean it. I do. I don't even take all the bacon grease and burger grease out of it. I just kind of scoop out the big chunkies and wipe it down and leave this permanent layer of grease in there. It's very healthy, very heart healthy for one. And it's still, parts of it rust, man. Everything rusts down here. It's maddening. By the way, someone asked Hillary if she's running.
Are you open to running for president again? Oh,
no.
Come on. Just
no.
Long runway.
No, but I'm... Well... No, but I am certainly going to be active in supporting women running for office and other candidates who I think should be reelected or elected, both women and men.
Okay, so Hillary's not running. Hey, I'll be honest with you, I'm a little surprised. But let's take a moment and put a smile on our faces about something here. If Grandma Death isn't running, we know Pappy Joe's not going to be running. They can say Pappy Joe's going to be running all day long. Did you see him after this? Did you see him yesterday? He got famous for this comment that went viral online. He was talking to two black dudes, and I couldn't tell if the guy was white or Hispanic, but he got famous for this part of it.
The three congressmen you have here, two of them look like they could, they really could and did play ball, and the other one looks like he could bomb you.
Okay, so again, very racially sensitive Joe Biden. That's the part that went viral. I can't play it for you here on the show, but what happened right after that was way worse. He wrapped up his speech. Oh, you didn't see it, Chris? He wrapped up his speech, and he got lost. He had no idea where he was supposed to go. He changed direction three or four times. All right, Joe Biden ain't standing for re-election. We all know Dome is not going to be the option. No one likes Dome except for Willie Brown. And the backup is Rear Admiral Buckig. He definitely ain't getting out of a primary for reasons. They're in trouble, man. They're in real trouble. All right. We still have, you know, I'm going to do emails I didn't get to today instead of headlines because I have quite a few of those. But we talked earlier in the show about putting your money where your morals are. Okay? Who's your cell phone provider? There's no judgment here. Who is your cell phone provider? Is it Verizon? AT&T? T-Mobile? I mean, you realize you can switch to a patriotic company like Pure Talk. They're on the same 5G network as one of those guys, so you're not sacrificing service. Their CEO's a Vietnam veteran. They love the country. They don't run ad campaigns dumping on America. And it takes less than 10 minutes. It takes less than 10 minutes. If you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you'll actually save an additional 50% off your first month. That's on top of the like $800 a year the average family saves switching. I don't know about you. I think we could all use another $800 right about now. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? You can switch in less than 10 minutes. Switch to Pure Talk today.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of it, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Also, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, or compliments like this one. Mantis X is making me a hell of a good shot, he says. I'm in an industry that's been subsidized by the Federal Reserve. I'm a mortgage banker. Low rates have kept me insanely busy. I haven't been to the range in 2 years. I've been never much of a marksman anyway. I purchased a Mantis X on your recommendation about a month ago. Been practicing almost every morning, just 10 minutes. Finally made it to the range last week and shot better than I've ever shot in my life. Keep up the good fight. I said I can say his name. His name is Bruce. He's from Colorado. When I tell you Mantis X will make you better from the comfort of your home without firing a shot, it will make you better. It's what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines use in Paris Island Boot Camp. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Attaches right to your weapon, whatever it is. MantisX.com. All right? Did you see Stephanie Grisham, who worked for Trump? Did you see her going on The View? Of course, dogging on Trump and lying about the bill.
Oh, and this one's personal to me, and you bring up a great point because of my former boss. I have a 14-year-old son who is gay, recently came out as gay, which I have his permission to talk to about say. This, yeah. By the way. He didn't want to tell his friends where I worked. Yeah. You know, he was ashamed of where I worked, right. Rightfully so. Yeah. But also, the fact that now there's this don't say gay even slogan out there, yeah. It's making children feel different.
Okay, so that's her obviously lying about what's in the bill and then trashing Trump. Who was in charge of the hiring and firing over there for Trump? My goodness, what a conga line of losers came through there. Every one of them, a bunch of traitorous backstabbers. Golly, he had the worst bunch of people. Jesse, I love your energy. Totally with you. We cannot and should not make peace with these psychotic people. Amen. Amen. All right, now, it is time for something different. We normally do headlines I didn't get to, but I'm so far behind on the emails. We're doing emails today.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Very, very professional operation around here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse, your hamburger recipe has one fatal flaw. Here we go. No binder. That's why your patties always fall apart. You need either panko or breadcrumbs to compensate for all the chipotle hot sauce you add to it. If you're happy with your burgers that always fall apart like your commentary, keep the path you're on. That's not very nice. One, that's hilarious. Two, I have explained this before. It is a cheeseburger. It is not a parachute. Why do I care if it falls apart? I don't care if it's a bunch of different pieces of melty, delicious burger sitting there on a bun. Do I get something extra out of it if the burger is together? Heck, I like it falling apart. Then that luscious, high-end American cheese melts into all the little cracks into a bunch of deliciousness. Gosh, it's awesome. Dear Fartmaster Kelly, my wife cracks up every time you do the fart noise, but every time I do it, she gets mad. I don't get it. That's for the wife. Big Gun Kelly, I wanted to write about the ridiculous state of nursing home address. He's talking about the State of the Union address. Oh, gosh. I'm not entirely convinced Joe Biden's State of the Union address didn't embolden world leaders even more. He just, more than anything else, he looks so tired. He always looks and sounds, I mean, he just sounds exhausted.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. The decision today is not without cost here at home. Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump. Since Putin began his
military... It doesn't sound good. It just doesn't sound good. On the anniversary of Rush passing, I just wanted to let you know he would be proud of you and laugh along with your sense of humor and how you carry the torch of calling the left what they are as communists. Oh, man. That's a nice thought. That's a nice thought. What if old Rush is up there laughing? Jesse, I was one of the people doxed on the Freedom Convoy donations list. While I only gave $20, I feel incredibly violated and somewhat fearful. What recourse is there for people like me to get back at the people who doxed us? Have you heard of any lawsuits being taken against the hackers? I've never been a sue-happy person, but for the first time in my life, I want to sue someone. You should sue someone. You absolutely should sue someone, but the question is, who? How do you handle it? How do you handle the international aspect of it? And this goes back to what I was talking about before. It is very difficult for us unless we start to gather together, physically and otherwise, unless we start to gather together as a community and band together and create our own things, including banking, online servers, things like that. It's going to be impossible for us to operate in the future because when they control every corporation, when they control the online servers, what are you going to do? Remember when my buddy Dan Bongino started Parler? It was this alternate to Twitter, and it kind of blew up huge right off the bat. A lot of people were switching to Parler. It really, really blew up. And then what happened? Turns out it was on Amazon servers. I believe it was Amazon. And they just snapped their finger, and Parler went away. Just turned to ash. Now, I realize it's back and whatnot, but they completely destroyed their big launch with the snap of their fingers. They are going to increasingly use their power going forward. That's something we also have to keep in mind on the right. And sometimes we suck at this because we don't think in this way. I don't think in this way. You don't either. We look at where we're at now and we think, okay, this is concerning. How do I combat this? How do I go after this? But they're going to get more aggressive. They're not looking around saying to themselves, man, have we pushed it too far? Have we taken too much advantage of people? Have we used our power too much? They're looking around for the next opportunity to crush you. and crush me. In the future, there will be more doxing. There will be more cancellations, more exposure of your private information. That's what these people believe. Remember, these people do believe that you should be hurt for what you believe. It's not an accident that communists have killed so many people, well over 100 million. People throw out the 100 million. They're responsible for well over more than that. That's a shocking amount of death for a 100-year-old religion, right? Shocking amount of death. Well, that's because they believe their opponents should die. I know that's hard to accept, especially about people you consider to be your fellow Americans. Nevertheless, it's not the world we want. It's the world we have. That's the reality on the ground. So on that sunny note, Chris, remember you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. We'll be back again tomorrow to have some fun, all right? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.